Okay. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left.
You say?
Left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
Huh?
Right ear.
Okay. And this?
The mouth.
And this?
The neck. Throat.
Okay. And what about this thing that sticks out?
The Adam's apple.
Any other name for that?
Part of your esophagus.
Uh-huh. What does goozle mean?
I reckon that is your goozle in there.
What do you mean by goozle?
It's your part of your esophagus right here.
The swallow, in other words. And these are the...
Lips.
Or the...
Teeth.
And this is one...
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is my...
Left hand.
And this... I have two
hands.
And
palm.
Okay. And this is a
fist.
And two
fist.
And any place where the bones come together, you call that a
joints.
And on a man, this part of the body is the
breast.
Okay. Would you say that on a man?
Chest.
Okay. And these are the
shoulders.
And you. Then this, you have an arm and a
leg.
And then you walk with your
feet and legs.
Or just talk about one. You talk about one
foot.
Okay. And the real sensitive bone in your legs. This right underneath the knee.
The shin.
Okay. And say if. If I got down in this position, you say I...
Squat.
Okay, any other expression for that?
I don't know.
You ever hear hunker?
Uh-uh.
Hunker down?
Never heard.
Would you have a name for the back part of your thigh?
Calf.
Or the back part
of your thigh?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know.
Haunches or hunkers or... Okay, say someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Pale, peaked.
Okay. And someone who's in real good shape, you'd say he's big and...
Healthy.
Or big.
Strong.
Okay. Anything else? What if he's some... What about if he's just a little bit overweight? You might say he's big and...
Heavy.
Okay. Would you use the word husky or stout?
Stout. Mm-hmm.
What does stout mean? Is that
I think of him as being real, probably overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Associated with that.
But do you also associate it with being strong?
Not necessarily. But
mm-hmm. Would you use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's easy to get along with. You'd say they were?
Easy going.
Okay.
Pleasant.
Okay. And someone who's always dropping things.
I fumble fisted.
Okay. Or you'd say that?
Old thumbs.
Uh-huh. Or say he's always?
Clumsy.
Okay. What if he's not actually clumsy, but he looks like he would be? Just seems to be all arms and legs. Maybe a teenage boy. He just seems to be all arms and legs.
I don't know.
Did you use the word like gawky or gangling or?
Not really, I don't think.
Okay. And the person that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say the person's just a plane?
I knew it.
Okay. Any other words?
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use the word fool?
No.
Have you ever heard people use that?
Yeah.
What?
I don't use it.
Uh-huh. Why do you not use it?
Because you're not supposed to call anybody a fool.
Do you mean because of the Bible?
Yes.
Okay. And,